Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A mental mission to Mars. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
There is a CIA document titled Mars Exploration, May 22nd, 1984. In 1984, the CIA used psychics to travel to Mars. When? To 1 million BC.
Wow.
This is a CIA document that was released, as there are many. And I don't know if we've discussed Project Stargate, remote viewing, astral projections, when in the 1970s, the government CIA is like, let's try using psychic warfare, psychic means and new age means. And they were open to that, whether it be being able to walk through walls.
Mm-hmm.
And also we took the Men Who Stare at Goats, that movie and
totally
around there. So it's, you know, a very true thing that really didn't add up to much, except for tax dollars going to it.
Yeah.
And not going to the people. The people in not 1 million BC, they didn't see that. But
they didn't see that money.
And I like to listen, I think this is a really cool part of history. Was it a success? As far as I know, most probably not.
Yeah.
Not to say that not, you know, the use of mental, you know, psychological warfare isn't a real thing, but when you're talking about, well, what we're about to talk about, it's pretty out there, but it's pretty interesting.
But it's like, it was fuel, you know, like this Cold War kind of experimentalism and competitiveness that we really don't have with Russia anymore, or, you know, communist countries in general. I feel like gave our government, first of all, like, people didn't really ask where all those dollars went, but just really gave them free rein to try to engineer things that maybe they were hearing about in other places, whether or not it was true or not. But, you know, it was a time of great experimentation. To what end?
I wonder if there was somebody in, like, say, the late 1970s, and they're like, hey, man, I imagine what they sound like. It's like the CIA is using psychics to try to travel and, like, see enemies' plans for attack. And they're like, yeah, whatever, Dan.
Yeah, get a haircut, Dan.
Yeah. And he's like, how about we listen to some disco, Dan?
And then he
became Disco Dan.
Wow. This has become a whole new episode.
It's the story of Disco Dan. In 1984, the CIA interviewed a psychic while they used remote viewing, which I before we did the podcast, somebody that I knew, we had lunch, like, randomly, and he was telling me about remote viewing. Not that he was trying to get me. We were just talking about, like, weird things. And he's like, yeah, I went to, like, a class where I knew somebody, and it's just the idea of you staring at static in a TV, like a piece of paper with a squiggly line, and you trying to see something very far away or behind a vault by using psychic ability, that if you have a little bit of information and you stare long enough – and I'm probably oversimplifying something that's – I mean, is it real? That's up to the, you know, let the buyer beware. But they use this frequently, and they've tried many things, you know, walking through walls, being able to just stand there and camouflage.
Yeah.
It's so strange and cool.
Wild. Very cool. I mean, cool of, you know, of the stuff of science fiction, cool, but also in the same realm of, like, psychics and stuff, where it's like, oh, I get how, like, you can convince, like, I once went to, like, a past lives meditation, right? And we were all laying down and we were thinking about our past lives, which I think is such a cool idea, like, past lives and what we might have been and how it informs us now. But it's like, I was just thinking about, like, the Western I had watched, you know, like, you're like, oh, how much am I suggesting this versus, like, it being quote unquote real?
And I'm sure that people want to have an importance, or if they believe in something, they're like, wait, they're taking this seriously. Or it's like, how much do I really believe in this? Well, they don't know what they don't know. So I can do or say anything and maybe make a name for myself.
Yeah.
You have a career in this. And when it doesn't work out, well, I didn't, you know what I mean?
There's, exactly. It's the same thing with any of that stuff where it's like you can charge what you want. Like, yeah, I'll time travel you. I'm a psychic. I'll take you to an hour and a half in the future and $150 poorer. We'll do it together. Hope that stuff comes true. Congratulations.
And it's whether you believe or not. Like if you, you know, have to see a psychic or you, you know, you do something, you use a Ouija board or whatever the case may be. Where you, that it's a, you know, do you believe it? Does it make you feel better? Whatever the case may be, so be it.
Totally. Totally. And that's a powerful thing too, I'll admit.
So yeah, the use of psychics in New Age goes back to the 1970s. Project Stargate, which is like maybe the big banner. And it went by a bunch of other names. I think in 1981, they went with Project Stargate. There's a lot of, especially in the 80s, Star Wars, like, you know, Reagan and Star Wars. Everything was star this and star that. And I mean, even in the last 1 year, that hasn't changed that much. Space Force, what have
you. Sure. Yeah. We love it.
So between 1978 and 1995, that was going on in an official capacity. Money was going to it. It probably ebbed and flowed, but it was a real legitimate thing between 1978 and 1995. It was happening. And there's just a ton of documents that eventually got released. And there's really not a ton to them, but they are super interesting. Mm-hmm. And it'll be even more interesting after this break. There's an interview with a psychic that's not named, that's part of this, that is an expert in astral projections, which I think is different than remote viewing, where your spirit leaves and travels.
Yes.
And goes to the place and can see the thing. And that could be infinite. Mm-hmm. If it's like, oh, you need to go right to, you need to go behind the Iron Curtain, you know, and see what's happening there. He's like, don't worry, I'll just send my spirit there. Yeah. Real quick.
But remote viewing is you're not leaving. You're seeing.
Yeah, you're concentrating on various thing that's not apparent. But within that, whether the sound of the static and you're supposed to be able to like separate all that. I mean, super interesting.
Yeah.
Of a thing that is, you know, I mean, is it possible? Anything's possible.
Sure.
Is it probable? No. Not at all. So what they did, and I did not find who this psychic was. I have a thought of who it is, but I do not know who it is.
And like a famous psychic?
No. Well, not a famous psychic, but it is known within the military. Napoleon Bonaparte came back from the past.
Okay.
This gets more out there. So what they did was there was a 3x5-inch card, like a little note card, in a sealed envelope.
Okay.
Which is unseen by the psychic. They don't know. It's in there, though. So they should
the
be able to.
Out as the
you ever
world.
See somebody, where they put something to their head and say, like that. Like, see, I mean, we put this thing to the head. I see, you know, whatever, a Studebaker or whatever the thing is. It's something like that. So what the card said was, the planet Mars, time of interest approximately 1 million years BC. I don't know how that's relevant. Maybe if you go back that far to see like, oh, was there life? And can we see what that is? And maybe that'll tell us something about our present or the future. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know why Mars. I believe Mars, though, would be – anytime you talk about a planet with aliens, like Mars, whether it's on – you know, culturally it's always –
like Martians.
Mars, Martians in a science fiction way. And it's always, is there life on Mars? David Bowie said that. Mm-hmm. Famous psychic David Bowie said that.
Famous psychic. Everyone's a famous psychic.
So according to this document, the subject says, I'm seeing – it's like a perception of a shadow of people, very tall, thin. It's only a shadow. It's as if they were there and they're not. Not there anymore. Then the person doing the interviewing, go back to a period of time when they are there. And then the person, the subject being interviewed, some mumble. It's, you know, it's not clear what they said. It's like I get a lot of static on a line and everything. It's breaking up all the time. Very fragmentary pieces. The monitor says, just report the data. Don't try to put things together. Just report the raw data. I love the word raw data.
Raw data.
The subject says, I just keep seeing very large people. They appear thin and tall, but they're very large. Ah, wearing some kind of strange clothes. And then he also notices a large obelisk that reminds him of the Washington Monument, which is rounded bottom carved channels like roadbeds, and most strikingly, pyramids like shelters from storms. In those structures, he finds the shadowy people he has seen before hibernating. They're an ancient people, he tells the monitor. They're dying. It's past their time or age. Which, again, is very akin to anytime we've talked about UFOs, I see aliens, it's always in that world. And pyramids are very indicative of, like, you know, a past time. Like, you know, what can we learn from the pyramids? The mystic pyramids. So all these things are vague enough where you're like, and maybe this person does believe it. Mm-hmm. Maybe that is what they're seeing. I don't know. They're also experimenting with LSD too.
Yeah, exactly.
And to open, you know what I mean? And not probably microdosing. Probably
double dosing.
There is one person that it could be, Joseph McMonagall. And he is known as remote viewer number one in Project Stargate. He was the person that was claimed to be those things. Otherwise, it's somebody else, but that he's the most prominent person in this kind of new age part military history.
I wonder, God, first of all, to be in a room while they were doing this would be incredible.
I mean, if there was like video, like real video,
oh my God, we would be all over it. But also I wonder, these people, the psychics and astral projectors and, you know, remote viewers, all of them, like, after the fact, let's say like 20, 30 years after the fact, like, what, I would love to know how they reflected on that.
Well, Joseph McMonagall, I believe, is still alive, but he probably wrote a book. And, you know, you have all these people
that,
you know,
book?
Would you say read a book? You know how I feel about reading books.
I'll never say it again.
Holidays mean feasting, from cheddar biscuits to French toast bakes. Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and high fiber options to ensure your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan of chocolate. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.